On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Than usual on this beautiful Friday morning, but a pleasure to speak to you all the way from Los Angeles, California, Hollywood, City of Dreams. Hello there, Fabian Fanboy.
Pleasure to hear your voice, Mike. How are you?
It's been a short week here. We've got a new government, so they've got a new Prime Minister. What else happened that was exciting? I think you and I said recently too, 2017, still a lot of gas in the tank, still a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah, big year this year. What's happening?
Still a lot to
more
come.
More importantly, movies.
Movies. The escape from everything, the direction of everything, the inspiration for everything, movies.
Now, Thor comes out here, Thor Ragnarok, Taika Waititi's Thor Ragnarok, comes out here a week after it comes out in New Zealand, which is a trend that kind of began with, like, the Avengers. It's kind of weird, you know, we spent our whole lives in many ways in New Zealand being defined pop culture wise by getting everything last.
Yeah.
And I still haven't seen it. I'm seeing it tonight at a media screening. So I cannot review it.
I would have seen it, but we weren't invited, weren't we, John? We were not invited to the premiere of it.
Oh well.
Yes.
I guess
I'm not dark about that or anything. No, I'm not dark about it. Absolutely.
Well, then we're in the same boat. But hey, word of mouth is good, and amazing reviews.
That's getting amazing reviews. People are just gushing about.
Want it to be.
They're just gushing about Taika to the point where it's like, really? How does that work? I mean, he's fantastic. I love everything he's ever done. I love him. I love everything that he probably will ever do. But the fact that people really make a point of congratulating the movie, and you know, they're obviously very aware of his, yeah, you know, like some movies, it's da 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 directed by da da da, you know, and you sort of, I couldn't tell you who directed, I couldn't tell you who directed any of the latest superhero movies. I should know, but I don't.
The most important thing, which is that he's maintained his personality through this huge machine, and that's some kind of amazing achievement. So I'll give you my full opinion next week, but okay. By all means, everyone should go see it.
But
another film coming out.
It's exciting. Just sticking with that one just for a second. It's exciting that there's so much excitement about it, isn't it?
It is. Yep. It's very exciting.
So now we can move on.
Even though the title means the end of all things, I feel like it's more of a beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So, Brigsby Bear is another film that's out this week, which is a nice little counter-programming measure to Taika Waititi's Thor Ragnarok. And it's about a guy who was raised in a bunker by his parents, two people he thought were his parents, who
in a bunker.
Told him that the outside world
in
know,
a bunker
in the desert, and they told him that the outside world was toxic, and every week he got new episodes of this kids show called Brigsby Bear, and then sort of when he appears to be around 30 or so, they never say his age, played by this actor Kyle Mooney from Saturday Night Live. The police liberate him, and he discovers that his whole life was a lie, that he was kidnapped as a baby. And he's like, okay, so Brigsby Bear, though, when's the new Brigsby Bear coming out? And they're like, no, that's not a real thing. And it turns out his dad was making the show. His dad's played by Mark Hamill, of all people. And the show that he's obsessed with and has been watching his entire life, it turns out he's the only person who's ever seen it. And so it's this kind of high concept, and it's about him kind of trying to readjust to society and not being able to let go of his Brigsby Bear fandom. And it's about kind of fandom in a lot of ways. It's got a kind of Michel Gondry, Charlie Kaufman vibe a little bit to it. It's awkward and weird, but it's also really well realized and really funny. Heaps of cool actors show up in it, a bunch of SNL people, Greg Kinnear, Mark Hamill, as I mentioned, Jane Addams, one of the great underrated actresses of our time. She had awesome scenes in the new Twin Peaks revival as the mortician that flirted with Miguel Ferrer's Albert, and then they ended up having dinner, and like David Lynch was like pointing at them at dinner, you know, that actor. And Brigsby Bear really blew me away. I think it's playing down at the Academy or the Bridgeway. God, I should have checked that.
It was on as part of the film festival over here, though, wasn't it?
Yes. So it's not an unknown quantity, but a really fun movie. Awesomely awkward at times, but in a good way. You're never quite sure if it's a tragedy or a comedy, and I really loved it. So.
How much traction does that get in the States, a movie like that?
It had a reasonable amount of it's an indie film, to be sure. It got a pretty wide release here. I even got to speak to the director, the co-writer star, Kyle Mooney. You can read that on Flix if you want. And it didn't take over the world, but it's a quirky comedy that kind of has a bit more talent involved than you'd think from the budget, but it doesn't feel like it's got rough edges or anything. It's got some really nice aesthetic qualities. The show within a show, Briggsy Bear, it's like a combination of like Teddy Ruxpin, the Teletubbies, and Saved by the Bell. It's very bizarre in a way that sort of it mashes together a whole lot of pop culture aesthetics that I think a lot of the audience will relate to.
Just as an aside, do you think that Bungle from Rainbow, the bear from Rainbow, looks like David Hartnell?
Well, I'm not one to gossip.
Yes.
I actually, when I spoke to Kyle Mooney, the co-writer and star of Briggsy Bear, he talked a lot about all his influences. And I said, have you seen a show called Rainbow? Because there is a lot of Rainbow in Briggsy Bear, and he hadn't, but he was very intrigued by how I described it, and he got out a notepad and wrote it down to go and Google later.
It's funny you bring up
Rainbow. He'd never seen it, but you'd swear after watching, because it's got that kind of life-size animatronic quality to it. But yeah, pretty good. Also out this week is Tulip Fever, starring Alicia Vikander, who's also the new Tomb Raider, and maybe Michael Fassbender's wife. She's a cool actor. I like her.
What's Tulip Fever about? It sounds like a very boring love story or a very racy, erotic thriller.
It's a zombie apocalypse film where the zombie disease comes from flowers.
Oh, yeah.
And they call it Tulip Fever. No, it's a period drama. And
your lips fall off.
Look, I moved houses this week. I'm in a very crazy state of disarray. I've got the cable guy here right now. I don't know what the hell's happening.
Talking in New Zealand and your undies. Boxes everywhere.
Yeah. Pretty much. I am wearing pants. I will clarify that.
Whatever, mate. Whatever.
Yeah. But I'll be slightly less discombobulated next week, and I'll try and see Thor, and we can talk about it on the radio a week after everyone else has seen it.
Always a distinct pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good day.
See you, Hollywood. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Do you remember, John,